Hello, everyone, and welcome to week 15.
I think so.
I think it's 15.
This every week. Why don't you write it down?
Well, we're extra screwed now.
Yeah, yeah.
We were screwed before.
Pocket, don't fucking bring your calculative bullshit in here. I'm writing down.
What? Wait, what?
Oh, is that
I'm going to make words up this entire episode, Pocket, just to piss you off for some reason.
You're calculorific.
Most I think that was Jesse who said what first.
What does this look like? A calcularium? Get out of here.
Get out of here, kid.
Exactly. Exactly. Jesse, you've locked away and shut the door on your sickness, and you're doing better now. You're doing better.
I'm feeling better. I feel great. Yeah, it was just one of those shook too many hands, hugged too many people, and one of those bastards was sick, and you got me. You got me. I beat it, so I'm good now.
Have you ever thought of doing the fist bump method at a con?
Here's the thing. I can't because most of the time when I do panels, I do it with Crendor as well, and our bit that we do is he fist bumps everyone then makes it explode.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's stupid. You're a child. No one does that. And everyone's like, yeah, 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 that's funny. So I shake hands, but maybe I should also.
Does Crendor get sick?
Crendor says he doesn't ever, he's like, I don't ever get sick, until I hear, like, I'm at the hospital, and I have, like, I need.
He had, like, mono last month.
Yeah, yeah, he's always like, I never get sick. My immunity is very high, I eat a lot of yogurt. And I'm like, yeah, but you get, like, death diseases, though. You might not get the common cold, but you get, like, diseases that if you don't cure it will take your life, man.
There you go. There you go.
Heavy.
I'm glad you're doing better. Glad you're back. I'm missing the dark lighting, though.
I feel like it's... Nope, that didn't do it. Look,
last week, it was just...
Sorry.
I think the weather was just right, and it made it...
It's set too bright back there now. It's too L.A., man.
Yeah, it set the mood. You guys didn't have rain last week, so I don't know.
No, it was just, you know...
Maybe a little overcast.
Yeah, we just had to get real dark with ourselves. We were the Empire.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. That's true. Adam, you're getting ready to lock the door and head out of Canada for 2 weeks.
Hey. So
this is the final bounce power for at least 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. But you're not leaving till sometime this week, so you get to answer all of Dodger's questions tomorrow.
Yeah, for I'm an excited hour. About that. Yeah, we're going to hang out, and I'm going to hopefully prepare Dodger for running Dungeon World, and then I'm going to definitely not watch it live because it might kill me a little bit.
That we started
she's in the chat.
It's gonna be great, and I'm sure she's gonna do fantastic, but as a person, like as a game designer, it's like watching Jeff or JP run Dungeon World, for example, was like, cool, they're playing it, that's good.
Okay, yeah,
okay, I'm just gonna go I'll watch the VODs, it's cool.
Yeah, she we started the Skype group yesterday, and the group immediately burst into singing the Digimon theme song. So that's going to be a real shit show of a show, I think, is what that can be surmised as.
Yeah, I think it's going to I'm excited. I think it'll be fun. People have wanted Dodger to GM for a long time, and she's a super creative dude. So
people want a lot of things. Not all of them are good. You know, sometimes you want it. People wanted Brexit, and then the next day they were like, oh, fuck, what? I'm telling you, Dodger is your Brexit.
I like how you just compared Dodger running a tabletop role playing to
Britain. You gotta compare it to anything you want.
I stand by my comparison. I know exactly what I'm talking about.
Listen, people want Dodger to run a role playing game, but people also wanted to drop an atomic bomb on Japan. So, you know,
we've been making up for that shit ever since.
I'm not saying they're the same thing. I'm just
but they are. Know. They're roughly the same.
There you go.
Yeah.
So that'll be next Saturday. She'll be becoming, I guess, the only role play DM that can actually DM for about 2 weeks. That should be fun.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see how that goes. You wrapped up the fan game. Was that yesterday? 2 days ago?
It was Thursday. We played the fan game. Yeah, we played some Dungeon World. It was cool. There were lizard men and space ziggurats and stuff. It got weird.
Nice.
We expected. Yeah.
We I went and bought a table yesterday for the live show, so that's cool. And I got everyone beds, so there you go.
Aww, look at that! What a nice guy.
Yeah, we got beds for everyone, so there you go. And they're even, yeah, I mean, they're not shit beds. We rented them all from a place, as well as our table. And so that's all being delivered this week. It's
Stayed at JP's to record the Patreon video, I slept on a floor of a concrete room. It was a box about 10 feet by 10 feet with a grate in the middle. And for some reason, when I went there to sleep, JP locked the door behind me.
That's it'll be nice to have basement.
A bed. Wait, he locked you in the room?
Yeah. I went. There was this little room. It was kind of, I would call it more like a shower, maybe. Like this concrete.
What?
Can't really stand up in it. And I'm pretty sure there were blood stains on the floor. I don't know.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's weird. Yeah. I don't know. If you haven't seen JP's house, it's...
It's weird. When I stayed at JP's house, I just slept in a bed in a bedroom, and it was fine. So I don't know what the relationship is there where
did
he locks you
in air mattress?
A room. Yeah.
Well, the thing is,
no, he had an air mattress, too.
You know, the thing is, I wanted to sleep by myself and not in JP's bed with him. So that's the difference.
That'd be the difference.
Air horns.
That's true. This is all. These are all true things that have occurred and will continue to occur.
That was an international transatlantic roast. Ooh. That was next level.
Mwah. Yeah, Commonwealth Mwah. Burns. That's,
there you go.
How we do.
There you go.
There it is.
Yep. Fantastic. Pocket, what have you been up to?
I've been playing Deus Ex and planning the cosplay for Adam and Strippin'. So, and not you, because you're a fucking Droideka of all the things that you could ever be.
I gotta try to kill myself before the show. I think that's the only way that we can really figure it out.
You kill everyone.
My next character is going to be named JP.
His next character is just himself, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to play a guy. He's 6'3". He's got a beard. Brown. Yeah, he's lying.
He's got glasses.
Got some glasses sometimes. We'll go with that. What games have you been playing, Pocket?
I've been playing WoW and Deus Ex, basically. The Human
That's Revolution. Like me! Oh, never mind.
Oh, I've been playing Human Revolution to prepare for the new game that's releasing.
Yeah.
And then obviously Legion's coming soon, so yeah. Mainly Deus Ex. I'm surprised with how fun that game is because I never played it before. And I'm really disappointed I didn't play it sooner.
I've never played a Deus Ex game, yeah. I've always stayed away
from it. Yo, they're so good.
I've always stayed away from my I think I just hate games where there is a fuck ton I either want the full dialogue game, like a Telltale game. Or a combat game, an action RPG type deal. I don't want the in between that Deus Ex and I just can't listen to people talk for that long. Yeah,
but you can be very you can go guns a blazing. I have. I'm straight up walking to blew people up.
Maybe, yeah, I plan on checking the new one out on Tuesday at least for 30 minutes or so. So we'll see. I don't know.
I think it's enjoyable. I've been having a lot of fun, but I really enjoy those types where you get an option of whether you stealth or whether you just go in and kill everyone.
Don't kill everyone. Hashtag not my Jensen. Don't do it. He doesn't kill.
Okay, but does it count as killing if you turn the robots on the enemy?
Yes, absolutely.
Well,
yes.
I've done that in three factories now, so yeah, I've killed a lot of people. A lot of people.
Don't kill people. Don't do
hashtag
it.
Hashtag best hitman ever.
Hashtag not my Jensen. Hashtag not all Jensens. My Jensen doesn't kill.
There you go. Now you know. Sam, where are you? You're shifting your eyes of gaze to other
Sam,
places.
Sam, where are you?
Yeah, where are you?
Where you
my
at?
Dad, my dad came in the room and just gave me the middle finger and left. But yeah. I locked myself out of my office while I was live 2 days ago.
Yeah.
And then I fled the country in disgrace. And
as one should.
Yeah, I got to England about 2 hours ago and just got to my parents' house when JP was like, yo, show's in 30 minutes. And I was like, oh no, I forgot about that. So I've got a little makeshift setup in my parents' living room right now.
There you go.
Stuff set up. I got the chat on my phone so I can see Twitch chat. I'm ready.
You didn't quite get rid of the stupid virus, though. You passed it on to your partner in crime, Dodrick, because then she locked herself out of the whole building, I heard.
Yeah, apparently the next day she locked herself out of the actual building. So,
It was late at night, too. It was late at night. I left all the lights on just because I was like, I don't want her to get all scared and stuff, but she comes out here and no one's here. So I'm going to try and make sure she's fine. The first thing I see is I lock myself out of the office. I was like,
I don't understand how, because that means you like went to the car park or something.
Yes.
Like, yeah. How? I don't, you can't like, I locked myself out of my office because the bathroom is not in my office. That's an easy mistake.
I'll make sure to leave all the locks off of y'all's room when you come here so that you don't have any of return.
Yes, please don't lock us in our rooms at night. That would be really weird.
Yo, please lock me in my room. I don't trust.
Yeah.
That would be like a scary movie. Yeah. Don't come out past midnight.
We're gonna be doing night. The old water trick. Just dip someone's hand in water in the middle of the night. Yeah.
Well, then I'm going to lock the door.
Maybe you won't be able to. I got to remove them for Sam and Dodger. So they don't lock.
Have to hear me.
No, people. See, we need to lock the door because Dodger loves shitty breakfast and screaming that. So
that's
that
true.
Was your fault. You invited.
That was the worst alarm. It was the best worst alarm ever.
And also, JP is the one who gave her the task of doing it.
Did I though?
You didn't even know this. Yeah,
I'm pretty sure
everyone was in on it except Pocket. You told Dodger to go and like jump on them to wake them up, and she just.
And she did. She squirreled it where she just like straight up arms and legs belly flops on us and then rolls around screaming shitty breakfast.
I don't recall.
No, we got good breakfast.
Life. Welcome to my life, Pocket. By the way.
At least you have a good alarm clock.
I guess. I don't remember telling Dodger to do that though. I thought she just did that.
No, you told her. You told her to do it.
Pretty I can't wait, guys. This is gonna be so much fun. This is gonna be so much fun.
It might be a wee amount of fun.
Adam feels terrified. I can feel the projection.
It's fine.
Yeah, we're gonna be live.
Yeah.
That's gonna be great.
In less than a month, we'll be live from the house.
Is he just gonna have like his like mini throne chair and he just sits in it and does this the whole time?
We couldn't get the throne chair. We'll get that for episode two.
We've got a couple of camping chairs
in its place. We've got camp. No, the table came with chairs. The table came with
one of those Pizza Hut, those plastic Pizza Hut booster seats you get. And
we've even looked. See, we got this chair for Aaron. I can't.
Is it a potty?
No, it's one of these things. This shitty DX Racer chair.
It's on brand and everything.
Yeah.
All you had to say was DX Racer. We all know what that is.
Yeah, I know. I had to show it. And then also.
It's pink. Or is it purple?
Yeah, it's gross that you would sell out so badly. That's disgusting. Jesse, I never would do that.
Let me tell you about my new Amped Energy drink.
Yeah, gross.
What? They have my name spelled wrong. All right.
It's me, JP.
And anytime you want to get a lot you want to get amped up, you know.
It's me, JP.
You just drink some Amped Energy. Oh yeah, no, there's Amped Energy in here. It's great.
We have a deal with Monster in our office, and we have about 100 crates of Monster. So
yeah, if you ever want Monster,
so there you go.
You're great.
There you go.
I've had the shits for like a week.
They sent us all the Monster Energy drinks that don't make sense. We have Monster Gronk. Literally, it's called Monster Gronk.
What?
And it's just got his face on it.
Yeah.
Oh, it's from the – is Gronk a streamer or a YouTuber first?
Football player. Well, football American.
Oh, okay. Okay.
What, but not even close to either.
What?
He said streamer.
Here's the problem. Like, there's probably a streamer named Gronk. There is.
He's big.
A streamer named Gronk.
Oh, there is.
He's huge. So. Yeah.
He's probably a football player.
Oh.
Maybe.
American. Huge Gronk.
Football American.
There you go. We got like 20 minutes to kill for the intro still. So if we just want to keep bullshit.
Anybody got any more music Dodger anecdotes they want to share?
I got this pizza I could just eat.
Oh my God. You son of... Wait, hold on. I love. Here's Sam's life. Lands in Britain, immediately gets home within 2 hours of getting home. Pizza sets up for the podcast, tipped off by his dad. You basically are doing great.
Oh, doing no, my dad got me the pizza and then flipped me off during the exchange is what happened.
Oh, you know, that's because you just got home after being gone forever and you were like, I've got to go on the internet, dad.
They were like, we have 7 months. We're so glad you're here. And I was like, oh, shit, I have a show. You need to leave the room.
Yeah, my dad would have done that, too. Oh, yeah. No, my dad would have been like, you just got home.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
that's good parenting is what that is. I'm with him on this.
Something yeah, like yeah. that. Parents, yeah, parents that, parents that flip off their kids are the best kinds of parents.
I shouldn't have drank that amp.
You made a terrible mistake.
That was like,
are you amped?
It was flat amp from like yesterday that I left in there. And it's just
delicious.
From this like
wait, you have to change it out every day?
Yeah, I mean, it's like, it's just amp that's been in the air. Like, it's not.
It's not like a magical amp that like replenishes listen, itself.
Listen, flammable. I thought it was just a giant thing full of amp.
Stop drinking it.
Stop it.
What are you doing?
I'm getting amped.
He's amped. He's ready. He's ready
how
for this.
How the fuck do they put the wrong name on there, man? Like, seriously. How?
Well, JP's halfway through the show.
2 hours from now, JP's just going to pass out. We're going to go to break, but nothing will happen.
It's also the new Twitch exclusive Tropical Punch flavor.
Oh, I just want to say, JP, you now know kind of what it's like to be called Jesse, where people just put an I in your name for no goddamn reason.
Oh, that would piss me off all so the bad, time. Dude.
Yeah, JP, so now you know.
It's kind of like when Overwatch sent everyone the Coke bottles with their name on it. But Coke Esports deemed stripping inappropriate, so they just fucking full named me on the bottle of Coke.
There you go. Samuel Thorne. There you go. I have an Avermedia capture card somewhere that has It's Me JP on it, too. I never used it once.
Oh, shit. It's still in my bottle of Coke with my name on it somewhere. It's not as good as Mexican Coke.
There you go. Coke.
It's fucking delicious.
It's true.
It's me, JP McDaniels, everyone's favorite stream.
Yeah, JP McDaniels. They always add the S onto McDaniels as well. That's happened about 3,000 times. I got a contract the other day, and it clearly, the entire thing, he's addressed me as McDaniels, and the lawyer added an S to the end of it in the contract. I was like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, how do you fuck this up?
McDaniels.
No one has the name McDaniels. No one in the world has ever used that name before.
It sounds like a Southern beat cop.
Yeah.
Chance McDaniels.
McDaniels, exactly.
He's on the job. Oh, yeah, Chance McDaniels is a great cop.
Exactly. That's it. If you die, new character.
Chance McDaniels.
Chance McDaniels. And I'll just dress as myself.
Are we not going to be Nicole Backman?
Nicole Backman is a great man. How dare you?
Before today's episode, I went out of my way to open rhymingdictionary.com and look up things that rhyme with photograph, just for no reason at all.
Speaking of photographs, can we acknowledge the amazing child Jessies that are on Twitter right now?
Yeah.
Oh, we got child Jessies.
Yeah. Good Jesse is fantastic.
Yeah, yeah. Those photographs do make me laugh.
There you go.
Yeah, it turns out 1987 was a good year for me to be sassy as fuck.
A lot of butt shots like what up? That, yeah. Oh god, perfect.
It's the shorts. There's no segue out of this, so let's just play Bounce Powers. That's a
perfect
segue. Perfect segue.
Good
years for Star Wars. Perfect.
Yeah.
Nickel Bagman was setting it up for that. I mean, I don't know what you guys wanted out of me. I tried.
It's true.
I tried so hard.
How dare you talk about him?
There's nothing more nerve-wracking than seeing your girlfriend back your car out of the driveway and start to drive off to go get stuff. Just saying, that's one of the most nerve-wracking things of all time.
Wait, what?
She's driving my car. She's going to get stuff.
Oh, watching women drive, let me tell you guys, right?
It has nothing to do with the fact that she's a woman. It has everything to do with it's Aaron driving, all right? Woo!
I can't even handle it.
Jesus
you cannot
Christ.
Talk about driving when you almost killed people like twice when we were staying at
Three
your
times.
Place.
Three times.
That's not even true.
It is true.
And I was in the car twice.
Pocket was never even in the car with me once.
I got to hear from every other person in the car.
Well,
you're just starting drama.
She's just starting drama.
No, I'm just saying you can't comment on Aaron's driving when you almost killed people like three times.
Nico Backman told me about you. He let me know. You're just trouble.
There you go. Adam's been in the car. Adam, how many times did we die? Does it rhyme with hero like I am?
I mean, JP told me that the speed limit was 120 miles an hour everywhere in America. So I don't.
That's
what's
true.
The problem? You're just going really fast because that's how they do it in your country,
that's
right?
True.
That's true. Why they invented airbags.
It's a true statement. All right, let's play the Star Wars RPGs.
Okay, let's do that. Let's roll. Let's roll Destiny. Let's begin where we begin, and then. You have some work set out ahead of you. All right. Thank you, Lana.
God damn it.
What? He's in good health.
Oh.
We weren't ready. I didn't know what you were doing.
I hit the wrong button.
Yeah.
Motherfucker. You gave him dice?
No, okay. I used it, but there's no light side points to use, so it doesn't matter.
The ghost of Automatine.
Are we serious?
Thank you so much, everyone. This is good.
I really appreciate you, man.
What?
Yeah, no, it's nice.
Oh, I did open Otto's character. Wait, can I re-roll?
No.
Automatine is dead.
You have that under the RIP category.
Yeah, he's in the RIP folder.
And RIP comes up before characters for some reason.
I think that's a re-roll, personally.
No, it's the same guy.
Jesse, would you like to roll some dice?
I would love to. I literally cannot log in. It will not let me. Oh. Hold on.
Oh, my God. Please save us.
I'm trying. This is the greatest struggle I've ever had. There we go. Oh, my God. That took forever. Look, when you're on the internet and you have to exist in a world where you have 12 million passwords, one of them's got to work. All right. Let me save the day again.
Do it up.
Ugh.
Good. Excellent. Thank you.
Fantastic.
4 points for me.
Really? I took the option of the easy route away from us. So
yeah.
Kind of.
This is going to go well, guys. Today, we're all going to die. And so we're all going to be re-rolling. So that's good.
That's fine. You know what? That's fine.
Start a brand new campaign.
I'm gonna re-roll as just a guy who works at a factory who's like, I don't even give a shit. I don't care what side I'm on.
It's going to go over well because this Star Wars universe has lots of thrilling tales of neutrality.
Yeah.
So, yeah, cool. I guess we probably come in on the episode. I assume someone has dragged Belsa's body into the mansion.
I guess I would have.
Yeah. Would that be where everybody would have gone immediately after the dealing with the police? Dealing with for now.
I mean, are we talking about like the immediate aftermath? Because
yeah, like a few minutes later, because there's no way we can elide what's coming next. We can't just skip over it. So just to sort of set the scene, I imagine we have like the sort of abandoned looking police vehicles, right? There's a couple of these like land speeders out front of the house, the blue and white lights flashing reflected off of pools of blood in the street. Did you drag the dead Republic troops inside, or are they just laying scattered on the road?
We drug them to the back and we put them in a pile and we set them on fire.
Okay, well, we'll get to that.
I think we should. I honestly think we should bounce.
Question. Yeah. Question. Fundamental question here.
Yeah.
We just murdered many people in front of what you said was a crowd of onlookers.
There was a small crowd of people. Yeah, watching.
Yeah. Okay. So we are in a very wealthy neighborhood. We've killed many people. I murdered an entire household full of slaves.
They're technically not slaves either, but that's okay.
But they saw us murder cops. We are straight up cop killers.
You are cop killers, all of you. Yeah. Some of you with your teeth. Some of you are cop killers with your teeth.
There's literally no way.
That was one time. Okay, can we not talk
about
that?
That's all it takes.
That was one time.
Person with your teeth. It doesn't matter if it's one time or 20. It's pretty bad.
We need to steal one of these trucks and just get.
Yeah, all right. Two things. First off, we need to steal a truck. Sam's right. Second off, the dark sidiest character here is definitely Pocket. I just want to point that out. Everyone go back and watch the episodes.
Yeah. Yep.
That is, you are straight up Anakin Skywalker levels of dark side. You have gone full dark. So
we talked about this in the Patreon world, but like if you watch from start to finish, you could document how Pocket is very
not just the start of last episode though, but like
you could document how she's very clearly light side, and the more episodes we've done, the more dark she's got until she's darker than all of us.
When we get to the end, I imagine when we get to the end of this series, we'll be able to go back and retitle it Roleplay Balance of Power, The Fall of Lana Jory.
Yeah.
Like, no question. God,
she's fucking crazy, dude.
Is that something that, like, Belsa can pick up on, though? Is just how dark
she is? Oh, yeah. Belsa's the
one in the shadows. You bit a person's neck off. We all saw that.
Right. So, like, I mean...
I had no choice. I was trying to seduce him and it failed, so I bit him.
You're this like would be the point at which Belsa would be like,
"You're the worst."
Observing, Belsa would be observing, like, "Yes, the dark side is strong in this one." And Theron's like, "Yeah, no shit, like covered in blood." That's yes,
that isn't so.
We can tell. Yeah.
Also, yeah. I'm conscious, so I'm not observing anything.
Yes, currently you're observing the inside of your eyelids.
Yes.
I feel like the best strategy is to go. Like, there's nothing good can come of staying. Like, we need to find a base of operations, but this ain't that base, because we just, everyone knows we're there.
Yo, then before we leave, I'm going to set the house on fire and then grab Belsa and leave.
Before we leave,
I'm going to get rid of most of the evidence.
So I guess the episode starts then with a
everyone's dead. It's not like I'm gonna murder anyone.
We get the long and eerily peaceful establishing shot of the house on fire, right? There's some like music playing in the background. The score is kind of like calm despite the chaos, just like fire burning in slow motion. There's these cop cars, their lights reflecting off the blood. There's drag marks. You know, we pan across the field and there's like the dead woman floating face down in the pool. We go through the house, through the halls. There's like the wheelchair tipped over, the guy dead lying in a pool of Bacta from the shattered tank, droids, you know, blasted into pieces along the way. And
are you saying I painted the walls in blood for nothing?
I mean, people, I don't know, if Lana's going to burn the house down.
Then yeah, that's rude.
Masterpiece will go away.
That's fine, whatever.
I was busy killing people because people were dying. I was like killing them because they're, I don't know.
So we continue the like establishing shot through the house out to those balcony doors where Theron was when we last left the episode. But this time we can see a highway that kind of like more runs through the town. And I guess we're going to start the episode with a high-speed chase. I guess that's how that's going to go.
Why not?
So why not?
If you stole a police car and, like booked it, they definitely would have given chase.
Well, like, why can't we steal a rich person's car?
I mean, any car, any vehicle at all.
Oh, okay.
What? I guess that would be the question, right? Did you steal the, like, a cop car, or did you like, find another vehicle to take?
Let's roll for it. I set it up GTA to know.
Yeah, let's roll for it. Let's
roll for it.
Let's roll. Okay. Let's roll for it. I'm with Sammy. Let's
I'm driving, it. Should I, right?
Hold, I'm driving. If I'm in this car, can it carry me?
No. There's not. You're on there's the roof. Definitely not enough room.
You're rolling behind the car.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you do have a max. You have a maximum speed. You're not a vehicle. So
maybe I just stealthed.
No, bro. You know what you should do? You should roll behind us and knock into the cop cars and knock them off our tail.
Oh my god!
But what if straight I miss?
No way! You won't miss because this is just like Fast and Furious 6. We're gonna drive down the highway and you're gonna roll behind us, knocking guys around. This would be amazing.
Tethers to the car. Is
okay. The Final Fantasy VII highway scene where you're getting chased and you're on the bike.
Yes,
waving your sword around,
sorting them. That's your sword.
Okay, sure.
So I guess then what vehicle did you do we see Lana Belsa's unconscious body and Theron in?
Is there an equivalent to a Hummer?
Not really in this neighborhood, no.
Can we roll for the level of inconspicuousness?
Yeah.
The level is zero. You've already got enough stars that you can't just like inconspicuously steal a car.
This is like what's GTA?
Basically
yeah, this is at this GTA. Point, I like, just said that.
Yeah, at this point, this is like Rockstar Games presents Star Wars or like Quentin Tarantino's Star Wars, because it just we've gone so far away from poor Mr. Lucas's vision that we're just going to have to go with it. So
I say we head to the casino district and tear that place up. Tear it up. Let's do it. If we're going down, is this more than you bargained for? Let's take it all.
Let's take a cop car. It's probably the safest out of all the cheap rich cars.
They're probably bulletproof, right? At least.
Not. I mean, they're not totally blaster-proof, but they certainly have more armoring than an average car would. Sure.
Okay.
All right. So there's.
I'm already unconscious. I'm just waiting for you guys to join me at this point. So let's do it.
So I put Belsa in the trunk.
I'm with you.
So we see. I think we see like an aerial shot, and like a kind of shaky cam shot of this like long stretch of coastal road, basically. And there's cars pulled off to either side, and we zoom in on a single slightly battle damaged police speeder, and we can see, do you have the sirens on or no?
Hell yeah, we do.
Lights flashing, sirens on, just ripping down the highway at unsafe speeds. There's this like beautiful like ocean view off to your left, and there's the hills to your right.
And there's smoke. There's smoke coming up from the hills.
Smoke, exactly. And you're coming along, and then we see the camera pulls back, and we see a kind of like one of those snow speeders from Empire, but refitted for like a regular environment, so not like cold shielded. And it has the New Republic logo, and then two of them kind of like swoop in from above, and they're like following you from they like aerial support. And then we can see a handful of other police patrol vehicles, like someone in the distance chasing you down this highway. We cut to a shot inside the vehicle. Who's driving? Tell me the situation inside the vehicle.
Does anyone else have any sort of piloting? I have piloting.
No, nope, enjoy piloting.
Okay, I guess I'm driving.
All right. So Lana at the wheel, blood still all over your face and the front of your shirt. Yeah. And in front of you, you have the HUD of the vehicle showing like that the left side has got some damage from blaster fire from when you were using this car in a firefight. There's like constant like warnings on the other side about like exceeding safe highway speeds and like all this other stuff that sort of popped up in your view. And we see the highway like rushing through as you tear down it. So I guess Theron, that puts you in the side seat.
That's where I'm at. I'm ready to go tear shit up. I'm telling her to go to the casino district. Let's do this.
Okay. So, down not too far, I guess, down the highway, there is a port, a tourist port where they have ferries out to the island. And there's a bunch of like upscale like shopping and casinos and kind of like high class restaurants and cantinas, and you're headed in that direction, and that's where the cops do not want you to go, because that's where all of the like rich, fancy, important people are. Nice. You're basically tearing ass in a stolen cop car towards the Vegas Strip with like military firearms on board. Okay, and so did you just toss Belsa in the back? She's just like unconscious in the back seat.
And we buckle her up. Safety first.
I don't. I do. Toss her ass
I'm
in
the
back.
I'm the one carrying her. Well, I do.
Hey, what's a girl got to do to get a stim around here? You know what I'm saying? Like.
And then I stab her in the neck with a stim, and I make sure it's extra deep. I have one stim, or I have three, so I'll stab her in the neck with a stim and just keep it in there and then close the door.
Like so you throw her in, stick it in her neck, and let go and walk away. Okay.
Yeah.
So Belsa is like groggily kind of coming to with this big long like needle sticking out of her neck. Belsa, you get five. You reduce your wounds by five. So you're okay. As long as you're below your threshold now, then you're okay.
I am. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So you're conscious. And then rolling along behind you, your faithful droid, DD-8.
Could I have used a repair kit before we?
Yeah, they only take this. As long as a stim pack. So yeah, you can repair. You can use one.
How? I don't have the full details for that. So how does it work? Do I need to make a mechanics check or something?
No, I think they just work the same. Basically, the game wouldn't penalize a droid for just being a droid by making their healing take longer. I think that it works the same way.
So I just get X amount of health back.
Yeah, let me double check.
All right. Yeah, I can find it. I'll find it.
Yeah, repair kit will just heal or emergency repair patch will just heal a set amount of health. I think it's five wounds.
Okay.
Cool. Okay, so you're ripping down the highway, and these speeders are at a safe distance, because they're the Republic, and they haven't gotten to the point yet where they're like lock on photon torpedoes and just blow these guys out of the. They're gonna try to like get you to stop. We hear over the comm system in the cop car, the like, repeated messages of like, pull the vehicle over. You have violated several New Republic laws. You are under arrest. It's just at the point between like politely suggesting you should pull over and like threatening you, like, if you do not pull over, we're going to blow you up. So what's the plan here, Lana?
I'm going to keep driving. I'm going to purposely, with maybe the help of Zanzel, I'm gonna try and knock people that are also on the highway, knock them to where they crash into, or create distractions for the cops to get around.
No, you drive. I'm gonna get on the comms and be like, Z, wreck these fools. And because we have evidence from our GM that you're too heavy to fit in and on one of these vehicles, so literally just bounce onto them and smash them into the ground.
Okay, so just I'm just
hover pads and everything. Just go nuts.
I'm just gonna
be, like, there, be in front of it.
I'm gonna be super clear here before anybody does anything. That yes, Zenzel is like a powerful war droid or whatever, but getting hit by a cop car on purpose or by accident at this speed will be insanely fatal to you.
That's,
you and the car will both explode, and you
but
will.
But he can like, you're he a can, droid. Like, tap the front, right?
What's that?
He can like tap the front of the car to throw it off balance, right?
He could take that risk, yes. There would be a role involved.
So he's totally useless to us, rolling around back there.
This is the situation where, like, Adam's like, the spaceship falls on you.
I'm just telling you. There's a scale of damage involved here. You're still a person scale. The car is going its maximum speed, and even like nudging it, if it were to like flip over onto you, or you get like wedged under it, it would be very bad. So don't. You're not maybe as invincible as you think you are. I'm just saying.
So why don't we get him to roll ahead, set up, and then shoot the cops?
He can't go faster than you.
Yeah,
he
can't go faster. I can only go 70 units of speed, whatever the unit of speed is in this game.
Again, like based on the rules, he's still as fast as a person. So he's actually
fine. Easy. I got this. JP, use your droid skills and knowledge, and you know the shit you have, to figure out an accurate trajectory to go down like a side street. And we'll lead them back down to that street. We'll go like, whoop, 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 and you'll be there. And they go, tat, 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 and you'll kill them all because that's how we do. Can we do that?
What kind of weapons do you have? Is that in?
Oh, does he just have an axe?
He has an axe, dude. Like, cool. Yeah, we'll drive the cop car really close, and you can just swing your axe out.
You are a Clone War era droidica, one that has in those fucking movies had shields and blasters, and you chose an axe.
Jesse, I kept this alive last.
God damn you!
I just want to let everyone know that the entire reason that we're in this situation is because I decided to kill the entire police squad by myself.
Because he said we should kill them.
I'm just saying.
Every character you pick be like, I guess we should murder everyone then.
It wasn't even my fault. I was just going to go to jail for being drunk in the rich area.
How is this being blamed on me? I did everything
because you said, I think we should kill him. And then he said, what? And you said, I think we should kill you. And then he fucking was like, well, no. And then I had to bite someone's throat out. I had to.
You know what? I'm going to go back. I stand by my statement. Hey, droid, go roll yourself into them, please.
who has seen The Matrix 2?
Me.
Can JP not, like, do a Morpheus and roll to the side of the truck and then just, like, drag his axe along and then, like, blow it up?
Yeah, I mean,
he could!
You're not being chased by a truck, but yes, you could try to time it such. Again, I'm just.
If
he rolls badly, he insta dies. Jesse,
I like how I like how the entire team's like, oh yeah, do it. That's hilarious. That's great. I don't want to die.
All right, look, JP, tell me you wouldn't love this. You have already proven that you can roll with your axe out. We did that in the last one of the last few episodes.
Uh-huh.
So you know that can happen. So now you don't even have to do anything. You have to stop and have your axe held out so that the cars run through it. You would tear their shit up. This is your great moment for a good scene. Do it for the kids.
Adam, mechanically, what do I roll for that? Also, I do have a blaster carbine. I don't have the giant laser things, but yeah. How does that work, Adam?
You're trying to hit a moving vehicle with a melee attack without also getting hit with it.
I mean, when you word it like that, it sounds kind of dumb.
But it's not a melee attack. He's just stopping and holding out an axe.
But he's still got to hit it in the right way that the vehicle doesn't hit him. No, like none of that other stuff happens. Like he's got to time it perfectly. Plus, otherwise, you'll just key them as they drive by.
Maybe that's what we want. Maybe we want them to be like, look at his key me.
He's hold the axe out and just scrape it along the side of the vehicle.
I feel like for now we just keep running from them. And we head to like a populated district.
So So yeah, so here's the thing, right? The cops will eventually try to force you off the road. Also, eventually, ZN, you will fall behind. You are not as fast as this police car. Like every moment that they're traveling, you are falling further and further behind. So they will, someone will try to stop and gather you up on their own.
They're gonna die.
Can I just activate the personal camouflage thing and then just like stealth?
Yeah, you could also just roll off the road and go invisible. Hide if you want to. That's the only thing.
I think that's what I'm gonna do. If I can't keep up with the car, I think that's the plan.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you also have a satchel of charges, like of blast charges still.
Why aren't you guys throwing that out of the back of the car?
I need them for when I blow up the casinos.
Because you're behind us.
Yeah, you're behind.
Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna veer off and go fucking stealth.
I can throw some fucking satchel charges at you if you want, and then.
That's what I do. I take off my pack and I throw it at Elsa, and I'm like, "There's explosives in there." And I just throw it as hard as I can at you because I'm an asshole.
Rattle in your lap. Yeah. Yep. You mentioned though, because you are kind of like, there are some winding streets to the side of you, especially as you get into the sort of like the luxury district. It would be possible for ZN, especially with the stealth device, to kind of like get ahead of you if you do a loop back. If you want to try to set up something like that, you could. And then, yeah, if you wanted to attack a cop car as it's driving at full speed down the highway with your axe, you could do that. It's just, it'd be a case of timing and then the actual hit, right? Because the car has armor and everything. And if you screw up the timing, there's a chance that the car will hit you. And that would be very bad for you. The actual attack wouldn't be such a big deal.
You can't
have high difficulty.
Also, JP lives.
I have all the destiny points, and you know I'm gonna use.
Yeah, and I'm already wounded, so no, we're not doing that.
Okay, all right, fine. New strategy. Oh my god.
I'm veering off and fucking camouflaging.
I'm about to metagame this shit. We have just heard the entire time evidence. Chat has evidence of this as well. We have just heard that we were moving very high speeds.
Oh, yeah.
That totally. These things can hit you. If they hit you, you're shattered. Like, if you bump into them, you're effed, right? We need to stick 50 sim packs into Sam, get him up, get him to just, he doesn't even need to nail it. He just needs to have a little bit of a force push and knock them, not force push that shit up, knock them into each other. If you knock one car,
this is a great plan. This is a great plan.
Car crash. Let's talk about.
Let me explain. I can only force push humans.
Yeah, silhouette
sized objects.
And force push their hands.
Force push them. Move them, and they go. Whoa! I'm in my car. And then,
I mean, for example, I could throw a child in front of the truck and force them.
Do
to
it.
Stop.
No.
You
no,
have the. Do it.
No, that's great.
Sammy, force push the dude in the car. There are people in the cars driving them. They're not driven by robots. So you push them, and the guy's like, and you push him a little bit, and he goes, whoa, and then they slam into each other. Use your brain.
No, I'm. Hey, here's the thing. Adam's not going to let that happen.
Yeah, he will.
Like that, there'd be an opposed roll. We would roll your willpower against their physical strength. You're trying to like jerk their hands on the wheel. That's valid. You can see them from where you are. If you grab, like, if somebody has macro binoculars, you could do it. Yeah,
you can do it. You can do it.
I should have them because
I believe in you, Sam. This is a great. This is a much better strategy.
To be fair, though, I also really like plan throw a kid in the into traffic. That's a good. That's a good plan.
They have to stop, dude.
I like how you chose to go with child instead of person. Like, you could use anybody, but like, huh, you're waiting. Like, oh, there's a school bus full of orphans. Let's just yank the door open and throw some orphans out.
I mean, you're more likely to stop if you hit a kid.
I mean, at this speed, hitting a child or an adult would really fuck up the car and the person. It would be a mess.
Yeah,
but after the third kid, they would be like, we need to stop.
I'm telling you, I'm just if we start doing that, they will never stop hunting us down. We need them to give up for the moment.
I'm with you. Let's do it.
Okay. So you're gonna try. You rise from your grogginess, and you're gonna try and use Lana's macro binoculars to get a good look at one of the drivers, and then try to force manipulate them into crashing.
I mean, how close are they? Could I just lean out the window?
Well, you're in the back of a cop car. The windows don't go down. They're up all the time.
Okay. All right. Yeah, so I guess I would need macros because I can only do it up to medium range.
Yeah, I mean, you'd have to wait until they get within medium range of you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So even with like the binoculars will help you get a look at what you're going to manipulate, but the force sprint power only has a certain range. So,
yeah. All right. So Balsa kind of like comes to, and she's being bumped around. She realizes she's in the back of a cop car. And she's like, oh, what happened?
Dan's like, we saved you. That's what happened.
Oh, it certainly feels like it.
I take the binoculars and I throw it at her and I'm like, do something. And then I just keep driving recklessly.
Best like rips the stem out of her neck and just like discards it. And she's like, I need you to slow down. I need them to get closer. And turns around and binocs the window.
You see me like turn around and look at Balsa, and I'm like, are you kidding right now? Slow down.
Trust me.
And then you just I like step on the brakes, which like jerks everybody forward, and then keep driving but at a slower pace.
So medium range, here's the thing. So okay. Range is compress like all of like extreme to engaged, all of those personal range bands exist in the vehicle close range band, so they're going to be close enough that they're going to try to like nudge you off the road. There are let's establish clearly there are three speeders on the ground, three land speeders, each of them has two cops in them, and then there are two aerial speeders that are providing like air support. So while you're doing your nudgy thing, the other two cop cars will be close enough that they can try to interfere with Lana's driving. Now you can try and time it such that as soon as you mess with the wheel, Lana steps on the gas and tries to pull away from them. But there will be a question of sort of the order of operations here. Okay. For like what happens when.
Okay.
Yeah, so it is a little bit of a tense maneuver because you got to wait till they're like right, effectively like right up in your shit before you can try to force pull one of them off the road.
Yeah.
So let's roll. We'll roll initiative, and we'll determine what happens once they're in.
I can't believe we're rolling initiative for a car chase. This is great.
Yeah, yeah. So it's just to figure out when everybody is going. So the Rebel Highway Patrol. Let me roll for them. Okay, NPC. So they're going to be rolling. Everyone is rolling cool in this case for their initiative.
Am I rolling as well, I guess?
No, you basically, because of your stealth field and because they're not actively looking for you with their sensors, you just at any point we see a ball shaped shimmer just peel off into a, a resident.
Goodbye, humans. Just like off.
Yeah. I like how you were programmed to just allow them to die. That's good.
Yeah.
Tactical choices. Okay. Yeah. All right. So I'm going to roll roll for them. Okay. So I got three.
Jesus.
Go ahead and roll your cool. Lana, Theron, you might as well roll because you're part of this too.
Well, that's terrible.
Theron,
Lana, do you want to roll one, Belsa?
Yeah, I'm just seeing if I got anything that can help.
Okay. Oh yeah, you get don't you get a automatic successes or something? You get to roll a force die when you make initiative rolls.
Yeah, I get two successes, and then I could choose to use two more.
Yeah, do you roll the force die when you make that roll?
I'm just having a look now. No, you just add one success per force point you have.
So you do have to roll the dice because they'll generate points.
Okay.
Add two white dice before you click your initiative.
Eastbound and down. I'm trucking.
Oh no.
Ten four, good buddy. That's what this is. We are straight up Smokey and the Bandit style right now.
At some point, this car is going to go off a jump and like pause in midair.
While I agree that that's the song of the scene, Jesse. Oh, hold on. Fuck it. Let me copy paste this. This is the song going on in Theron's head. When you're hot, you're hot by Jerry Reed.
No way, man. I already posted my song.
No, that's the song going on in Jesse's head, not the song of the scene. That's the song.
At some point, you blast past like absolutely. A house. There's a porch with like a Biff sitting on it with a big straw hat, straw in his mouth, playing a banjo.
He's like, "Damn kids."
Yep.
So I actually have it's more like perception and them not being able to identify me that I have, and what I do have is touch of fate. Okay. So I can add two blue dice to any one check.
Yeah, for some reason I thought you had like an initiative related force power.
But... I'm I'm pretty sure I
did you cheat and take that from the wrong thing?
Damn.
Okay, that's fine. So yeah, you can use Touch of Fate, but it's once for the whole session, so it's up to you. Or you can just roll your initiative.
Oh no, you're right. I have it.
There you go.
It's an upgrade on 4C.
When
making a skill check to determine initiative, the forces may roll a 4C power check as part of the pool.
Correct.
You can spend one force to gain one success.
Exactly. So roll the add two force dice and then roll your initiative. Like add two to the pool, click out, roll initiative, and then we'll see how many force points you get.
I've lost roll initiative.
It's cool. On yep. combat, yeah. And roll cool. Yep. All right, perfect. So you you get two successes and one advantage. So that bumps you up to second place. Okay, so yeah. the order that we go in, make sure to clear those two dice from your pool before you roll again.
Yeah.
The order we go in is that the cop cars swoop in from the sides. They gun the engine, swoop in from the sides, and they decide to try to guide you off the road, off the road with their speeders, their land speeders. And then all three of you will get to react. So Belsa, if you're the one going next, you're ostensibly going to make your force action on that last one. So they're going to try to box you in. There'll be two, one on either side and one behind you. And what we'll do is we'll make an opposed pilot check. And okay. Lana, you're going to roll your pilot. I'm going to roll pilot for the highway patrol. And if you win, that means you will avoid getting like nudged in any particular direction. If they win, they're going to get you off the highway and onto like a side road where you're going to have to decrease your speed. And they're going to keep trying to like get you to stop. Basically, they're gonna slow you
down.
Does
that mean JP can catch up with us though?
Not yet, but yeah, the slower you go, the more likely that is to be possible.
Okay. He probably has tracker on us, right?
Yeah. I mean, I think you can tell probably. Him. Nobody's actually carrying around a tracker with them, but you could tell him where you are.
And also, the slower we go, the more likely it is that he can hit them without being hurt.
Yeah.
Physics. Yeah,
yeah. You're really caught up on the whole.
God, I want that so badly. I want him to come out of nowhere and just slam into one. It's a great movie scene. It's visually in my head. I'm like, fuck.
And then right as he does it, Miley Cyrus's Wrecking Ball starts playing.
but it's like a remix version. Yeah. Drake is also on the track.
Right. And the vocals are all vocoded to sound like a robot. Yeah.
Yeah.
I came in like a robot.
So let's roll that planetary piloting check.
Okay.
So,
is there any difficulty or anything?
Yeah, so you're gonna roll to avoid the catastrophe here, and you're rolling against because there's two of them. They get the skill upgrade, so you're gonna roll against one red and one purple on the negative side. Uh-huh. I'm gonna spend a dark side point.
Yeah, I knew that was happening.
Yeah, I'll spend a dark side. So put one upgrade on the bad side.
Okay. Do I get any advantage for being awesome?
The vehicles both have handling, so uh-huh. Put in I think they're even. Let me just check the land speeder. Yeah, add in one black die and one blue die.
Okay.
And let's see, there's no tricky terrain, you're on flat.
I can't wait to see how screwed we are. I'm so excited.
I believe.
Okay. I believe. And it's an opposed roll. So here's the thing. If you manage to get a triumph, you can knock one of them off the road. Like if you succeed and get a triumph, you can drive one of them out of the chase. If you succeed, we stay where we are. You don't get nudged. You maybe get to like pull away from them as Belsa's doing her thing. If you fail, same as I said before, you'll get funneled off the main highway, which will make terrain.
If I despair, we're all dead.
And if you despair, you will crash. Okay. There will be an immediate and fiery crash, so don't get a despair, or everyone will be taking some.
I'm doing scare. This for Cheezle. I'm
doing. All right. Backman. So go ahead and make that that pilot planetary roll. All right.
You got advantage.
So you fail, but you get advantage. Yeah. So you got three failures. It was a massive failure. I did not realize you didn't have any yellow dice. That was a big gamble on your part. So
wait, was I not supposed to have yellow dice?
I don't know. Do you have training in pilot planetary?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I've
don't even have any skill in it.
It's a career skill, but it's not. I have no training in it.
Right. So you just happen to have two agility. Okay. Well, so on this roll, then you really lucked out, just failing.
Yes.
So the cars, yeah, the cop cars managed to like drive you onto an on-ramp, and now we're like going down under this big like concrete highway, and there are buildings like flying by. You have the shadow of the highway above you, and you're in much closer terrain now. Rather than like a clear open highway, there's like cars having to pull out of the way. You're having to like really concentrate a lot harder on your driving, and the chances of you crashing randomly into a person or a dumpster or a fruit cart or whatever have gone way up. There's a lot more.
I play a lot of GTA to know that hitting a person is no big deal. A dumpster might be a little more of a big deal.
Hey, that's also a good thing for me though, if we're on that road.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah, exactly. There's more and more difficult terrain. Yeah, you'll be fine as long as you don't hit a chain link fence. Now you bought yourself 3 advantage in this role, so you're doing okay.
I'm passing them on to the next person.
You're focused. You can pass them along. You can reduce your strain. All of that stuff is.
I'm gonna pass them to Belsa, who I'm assuming is going next.
Yes. So Belsa, you can pass all 3 of them as 3 blue dice to Belsa's role.
I am definitely doing that.
Okay. So Belsa, Lana's sacrificing the highway terrain for instead giving you a real clear shot at one of the cars. Do you want to get one of the ones that are right up next to you? Like these guys are maybe like a meter away from you. If you could roll down the window, you could lean over and like slap one of them in the face. The one behind.
Don't do that though.
The one behind you is probably still like. It's like just at the edge of medium, but you could hit any of them with your force power. Which one do you choose to?
I would want to hit the one that was extremely close.
Yeah, one of the ones on the side. Okay. Yeah. So you know we've gone from like an 8-lane highway down to like a 4-lane like large road. So they're quite tight in, trying to avoid hitting other cars. And yeah, you can see the guy in the passenger seat, and he's got a blaster rifle. And he's shouting something at you, but over the sounds of the engines and the you know plasteel windows, you can't hear what he's saying. But it's probably like pull over or stop or whatever.
Yeah.
And when you use your force power on this guy, what does it look like? What do we see Belsa do before you do your thing?
I think like we just see Belsa kind of like put a hand up against, because they're like level with us now, right? More or less.
Yeah. You're all like, they're right up next to you, like bumping into you occasionally. And then there's the one like behind you.
So she's dropped the binoculars and she's like on the side window and her hand's on the window. And you can see like the smear of blood from her hand, like her own blood.
Right. Of course.
And she's just scowling at the driver. And then, yeah, she pulls back from the window. And as she pulls back, I think there's this jerk reaction in the car.
Right. Okay. So so what we're going to do, you're going to roll your force dice, right? Because you have to roll that to activate move.
Mm-hmm.
So you can spend to move an object of one. Silhouette 0, you need to move. Basically, you're affecting a human target, so you need to be able to affect silhouette 1. So just roll your force dice. We'll see if you end up having to spend points. Okay. So if you want to give me back that destiny point, you can get, how many do you need to make this happen for your force?
I need 2 to make this happen, and I have 2. So I actually don't need to
you don't need to use the light side. No. Okay. Perfect. Okay. All right.
There's this brief moment of pee, and then it's just washed away when she realizes that she was shot by
right.
this guy.
Yeah, yeah. You have this like this very like like you have anger, obviously, but it's petty too. It's like, how dare you? How dare you touch me?
Yeah,
and, yeah. You're gonna take out your spite on these nerds. So let's make a roll. It's gonna be him making a pilot check, and the difficulty is gonna be your willpower and all your other dice that go into it. So it's gonna be based on, let me see, your, what is it called, discipline. So what do you have in discipline?
Discipline. I have 1 yellow.
Okay, so just the 1 yellow?
Yeah, just the 1
okay.
yellow.
And then Lana gave you advantage, which will turn into disadvantage for this roll.
Yeah, so three blue.
Okay, so one red, 3 black, and I'm rolling his piloting, which is 1 yellow and 1 green. Success is going to mean that they keep it on the road. Failure means you want to try and crash them, or you're just trying to like slow them down. Let's Optimally, you want to crash them.
I mean, ultimately, we want to crash them, but obviously, that's entirely up to you what the outcome.
Okay, we'll say if they fail this roll, they'll crash into something. The vehicle will take some damage. It'll slow them down. Right, they hit something that's not that hard. Despair would mean instant crash, same as it did before. They'll crash into something that will stop them moving forward, basically forever. They'll wreck their vehicle. If by some miracle I get a triumph, they'll bump the car, and Lana will have to make another check.
Okay.
But I don't think that's going to happen. It is possible, but let's see. Okay, so I got my pool. Oh, despair. All right.
Let's take a break.
So they got a failure. They got a failure. They got a threat. They got a despair. And
explosions.
We'll figure out. Yeah, we'll figure out what it looks like when we come back from the break.
Nobody shoots Balsa. No one.
Jesus Christ. We'll be right back. Hour two coming up in about 3 minutes. We'll see you then.
Woo!
Jesus.
Ow!
We're gonna leave with that. Ow! Bring it back.